After the 2008 great financial crisis, I posted a video in which I said that one day, although we don't know when, one day this whole system is going to come crashing down. And the reason that we knew that was because nobody was held accountable for the financial crimes of the subprime mortgage collapse scenario. Nobody. The big banks, they weren't held accountable. Nobody went to jail except one small trader. No big people went to jail. No executives at the big banks. In fact, they were bailed out and they got bonuses. And what the government did is they sent a very powerful message to the financial industry. They said, no matter how big your con is, no matter how many people you harm, no matter how much money you steal out of the economy through fraud, we will always bail you out. And that's the way it has been since that day. And although many people did not believe that the establishment could kick the can down the road all the way to where we are today, 2025, and I admit, I'm a little bit surprised too that they've held it together. It's clear that at this point, they've finally run out of road to kick the can down, right? They've run out of options, or they're very, very close to running out of options. They're now in desperation mode. And the way you know that is when you see people like Trump promoting things like, hey, let's have a bunch of stable coins launched. And then the stable coins will have to buy treasuries. And that's how we're going to get more demand for treasuries, is through stable coins. Or, you know, revaluation of gold. Let's revalue the gold and generate trillions of dollars for the treasury, because that's the only way we're going to raise enough money to pay down the debt to GDP ratio. Or, oh, we're going to raise money through tariffs, so let's just inflict tariffs on the entire economy and we'll claim it's good for the American people. We'll claim it doesn't increase prices, it doesn't cause inflation. And then we'll even give people a tariff dividend, you know, kind of buy them off so that they don't realize how much we've screwed them through inflation and currency debasement. So this is where we are right now in this whole charade. We're in the last stage, desperation chapter of this, and it ends badly. Now, for the record, I still don't know when exactly it ends, but I'm pretty confident I know how it ends. And it ends in hyperinflation, rapid devaluation of the currency, which will be a near total wipeout of all the assets that people have that are held in dollar currency. And this isn't going to happen all on one day, although there will be lurches in the system. There will be convulsions. There will be bank failures, especially throughout 2026. We're going to see a lot of bank failures. But the whole system is not going to break down in one day. It's going to rapidly erode to the point where there's almost no value left in the currency. And if you don't get out of the currency, you're going to be left holding worthless paper. And this is going to be like boiling the frog, right? You're going to see prices getting worse and worse by the day, but then you're going to be distracted by Trump handing out free money. Oh, here's a $2,000 stimulus check. Here's a UBI. You know, sign up for this. You're going to get free money. And some people will think, well, you know, it's still all about the same, even though prices are higher, but I'm getting all this free money, so I can still sort of make it through this. But in reality, at the end of the day, you'll be wiped out if you're holding dollar assets. And this is why smart people have, for years now, they have been moving out of dollars and into either crypto or gold or both. And when I say gold, I also mean silver. And when I say crypto, I mean Bitcoin and privacy crypto. So the trends right now that I'm noticing, and I just interviewed two top financial experts on this, the trend is, in crypto, people are moving out of Bitcoin and getting into privacy crypto. And that's one of the reasons why Bitcoin prices are falling so rapidly. They're getting into privacy crypto. So Monero is actually holding up pretty well. Xano is another promising privacy crypto. And I think that's very wise, because once you have assets in private crypto, the government doesn't know, they can't surveil you, they can't know where you're spending it or how you're transferring it or even how much you control. They really don't know. Whereas with Bitcoin, they know everything. because of KYC and the whole Bitcoin blockchain is fully public. It's totally visible to everyone, right? Fully transparent. So crypto in Bitcoin is vulnerable to government confiscation and government limitations on gatekeeping and so on. Whereas crypto that's in privacy formats like Monero or Xano or others, that's actually real crypto. You know, whereas Bitcoin has kind of abandoned the original vision of Satoshi, which was supposed to be about private decentralized money that the government does not control. But sadly, Bitcoin has gotten away from that. And people like my friend Aaron Day, you know, he's been warning about that for years, and he's absolutely correct. Now, on the non-crypto side of things, on the hard money side, smart people are getting into gold and silver. And I can't say that there's any move out of gold and into silver or the other way around. The consensus is that silver is still very much undervalued compared to gold in terms of the historical gold to silver ratio, by a long shot, actually. So some people think that silver has the most upside potential. But of course, gold is a far more compact form of storing wealth compared to silver if you're storing it physically. You know, if you have, let's say, $100,000 of gold, well, that could just be like, you know, 20-something coins. You can put it in your pocket. But $100,000 worth of silver, you know, it's a much heavier case or more than a case of silver, you know, a couple of cases, and it's hard to lug around and it's harder to hide, etc. So gold is still champion when it comes to preserving wealth in a very high-density format that's also relatively portable. And the reason people are going into gold and silver right now is to escape dollars. Same thing's true with central banks all over the world. And, oh, while I'm remembering it, don't forget our gold and silver sponsor, which is called Battalion Metals. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. The co-founder of Battalion Metals is Tucker Carlson. So that's who we're working with his integrity, his reputation, and the reputation and integrity of the whole family there that is Treasure Island, and they launched Battalion Metals in conjunction with Tucker Carlson earlier this year. That's who we work with because they're high integrity, an honest shop that doesn't run scams on you. So metalswithmike.com is where you can get physical gold and silver if you want to get it from a trusted provider. But let me get to another important point, which is why are people spending dollars but not spending their crypto or their gold? So this gets into something called Gresham's Law, or a variation of Gresham's Law, which is that in an environment, and I'm just kind of simplifying this, in an environment where there are different competing currencies or different forms of value, people tend to use the one that is the least valuable in the long run. They want to get rid of it. And that actually increases the velocity of that currency, which makes it look a lot more popular, even when in reality, people are trying to abandon it. So that's what's happening with a dollar right now. People are trying to spend dollars and get rid of them because they don't consider dollars to be something that is a long-term form of saving value. Everybody who's informed knows that if you save money, you're going to save it in a format like crypto or gold and silver. You're not going to save even in a bank. You're not going to save even in the stock market if you understand counterparty risk, which is why I own no stocks at all. You're going to save in a format that can withstand the collapse of a currency. And you're going to spend the currency as quickly as you can to get rid of it and exchange it for the goods and services that you need, even if it means pre-purchasing the goods that you already plan to purchase, so that you can buy them today at a lower price than what they will be priced at tomorrow. Because as the currency is being rapidly devalued through currency printing, which of course is going on in spades under Trump and Bessent, well, that means that if you have to buy things 6 months from now, they're going to be more expensive than if you buy them today. So that's why dollar spending is actually pretty healthy right now. A lot of people are spending dollars because they're trying to get rid of them. And that's why Bitcoin, in the minds of many people, they call it digital gold. And even though I disagree with that, but for a lot of people that makes sense, because they think of it as a store of value, not as something to be used as cash. It's not spendable. In their minds, it's more like a form of savings to save assets and get through the dollar collapse. But then again, Bitcoin has itself been plummeting precariously. It went from 115,000 down to, I think, 87,000 or so. It's lost about 25% of its value, give or take, just recently. And so, you know, that has some people panicked. Other people like, no, it's a buying opportunity. It's on sale. We can get it at a discount, whatever. That's up to you to decide. I think that every person should have at least one Bitcoin, and every person should also have some gold and silver. And then minimize your dollar holdings by getting rid of dollars as you need to. You know, I'm not saying run around and just throw it away, but spend dollars first while you hold on to gold and silver. And if you have extra dollars, then you may want to trade those dollars for gold or silver or maybe crypto or other things that have long-term value. And so buying gold just means, of course, trading dollars for gold. You're not actually buying gold. You're swapping currency that isn't money for actual money, which is what gold is. Gold is money. Dollars are not money. So it's funny to me because sometimes people will say, well, I don't want to buy gold because I don't want to spend my money to buy something that's not money. And I'm like, no, you got it all backwards. You're spending currency that isn't money to buy something that is money, which is gold, that's universal money all over the world throughout all of known human history that will outlast the rise and fall of this civilization, this government, this currency, this nation. Gold will still be here. It's the ultimate money. It's the cosmic money of the universe. It's on the table of elements, for God's sake. It's the perfect money. Dollars are doomed. Dollars are not money. So once you have that mindset, then you're wise. You know, that's wisdom, to have that mindset. And then when you act on it, you know, that's wisdom applied. And the people that make it through what's coming will be those who take action and who apply that wisdom to protect themselves from the great taking, from the bail-ins, from the hyperinflation, the dollar printing, all of it. That's who's going to have assets at the end of all of this. Because, you know, not everybody can be a friend of the administration and get, you know, looped into all these deals, crypto deals and government contracts and military contracts for people like Elon Musk and others who are, you know, best friends with Trump or his cabinet. I mean, very few people are in that position where they're going to get riches just kind of handed to them by the government. Most people have to earn their money. Most people have to save money. Most people have to protect themselves from the currency printing and the hyperinflation. And yet, despite that, most people don't know the things I've just stated in this podcast. Most people don't know. And as a result, most people will be wiped out. That's right. Most of the people you know will be financially obliterated as all of this comes true. And you're going to hear a lot of people with a lot of crying about losing everything and, you know, it was all taken from me and, you know, the government's evil or whoever gets blamed for this. Maybe they're going to say it's China's fault, it's Russia's fault, it's aliens showed up. The aliens crawled out of that giant asteroid, Three-Eye Atlas, and they took my money, for God's sake. And aliens came to Earth to take dollars back to planet Zorg. No, I don't think so. I think who took your money was your government, your treasury, your central bank. That's who's been stealing from you forever. Now they're just stealing more. And the thefts are going to get more aggressive because at the end of the day, the government only cares about its own survival. Doesn't care about you surviving. Doesn't care about you losing your life savings. The government itself wants to make sure that it doesn't vanish, that the people who run the government, who occupy those positions, can shore up their power and can stay in power, even if the entire country becomes impoverished. And that's where this is going. The great taking is a very real thing that's about to happen. But I also say there's something called the great puking, which is coming before the great taking. And in the great puking, the dollar value pukes. You lose everything that you have saved in dollars. And I'm preparing for that day myself. I'm always trying to minimize the number of dollars that I have in any bank account, even though I have to have them for company operations, to meet payroll, to pay utilities, this and that. You got to have a certain amount, right? But I want to minimize that amount so that when the great puking happens, I'm not wiped out. Or I can handle the loss, right? If all the dollars become worthless, or if the bank just has a massive bail-in and no longer are you allowed to take any of your money out of the bank, that I can still live with that. I can still survive, even though that horrible scenario is coming true. And that's the way I'd like to encourage you to think about this. You're going to lose some amount, but position yourself in a structured system where you can survive that loss. And finally, your government is never going to tell you the things that you need to know in order to protect yourself from your government. They want you to be taken by surprise because they know if they told the truth, hey, our plan is we're just going to print trillions to oblivion and it's going to destroy the savings of the American people. They can't tell you that. If they said that, everybody would dump dollars and then they would create an even more accelerated crisis. So they have to keep you in the dark by definition. And they do. They are committed to it. They absolutely want to keep you in the dark. They will never warn you about what's coming. They will never warn you about their own plans to devalue the currency. They want you to be surprised. They're counting on it because they need to essentially extract the value of your currency through their own money printing. They need you to be oblivious so they can steal from you and leave you penniless. And your best defense against that, in my view, is gold and silver. Gold and silver. If you have gold and silver, your government can't counterfeit that. If you have gold and silver, it's very difficult for any government to confiscate it. Whereas they could confiscate your digital bank accounts very easily. That happens in an instant. But for them to go out and try to take people's physical gold and silver, you know what? They're going to meet resistance. And it's also a lot of effort. And people tend to hide their gold and silver. So, you know, what are they going to do? Send out a million government employees with shovels and, you know, seriously? I don't think so. So gold and silver are your best protection. It's very clear to me. Now, obviously do all your own research. I encourage you to use our research tool. We have a financial coach at brightu.ai. That's our AI engine. You can find it also just at brighteon.ai. Use that tool. Ask it any questions you want. Learn about risk. Learn about counterparty risk. Learn about hard assets. Learn about compounding interest, etc. If you don't already know these things, probably most of you listening already know that. But if you've got any questions that you don't know the answers to, then go ahead and use the engine. And then assess your current situation and find out if you're well protected against what's coming. But do your own research and don't take me as your financial advisor. I am not. Don't make financial decisions just based on this podcast. I mean, do your own research. And everybody's situation is different too. Everybody has a different level of risk tolerance. Everybody needs a different amount of cash for whatever you're doing in your life right now. So customize your solutions to you and get good, competent advice and do your own research and educate yourself. And at the end of the day, if you are well informed, I believe you will conclude that the government is going to screw everybody. The government's going to screw everybody because they always do. It's always them first and you last. Every time, throughout history. Has there ever been a currency collapse where the people did well? Oh my God, this is such a funny concept, right? That's never, ever happened. Every currency collapse has screwed the people to protect the government. It's not going to be any different this time around. It's just going to be bigger, with more people hurt, more damage, more poverty, more lies and deception from the government itself. And this isn't a party thing. It's not a Trump thing even. It's every government, every politician, every party of every nation throughout all of history acts exactly the same. when push comes to shove, they shove a punishment up your rear end, and they steal all your value. They steal everything from you in order to protect themselves and try to survive. Every single time, there will be no exceptions to that rule. Once you understand that, you know that currency is never safe. Anything the government can print is not safe. It will go to zero. Every time, it will go to zero. The good news is it hasn't gone there yet, so you can still trade it for things that have actual value. Whether in your mind, whether that's gold or silver or land or crypto or diesel or ammo or whatever. But the window is closing and things are going to get interesting. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Again, if you want to get gold and silver, we partnered with Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com if it's appropriate for you. But there may be other things that you want to purchase first, like, I don't know, storable food or off-grid emergency medicine, or maybe you want to buy a ranch somewhere and move out of the city or whatever. You know, your priorities are up to you, obviously. So make good choices and you'll do well, actually. You'll do well through all of this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com, and you can find all of our AI tools at brighteon.ai. Take care.
Enjoy our collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. Formulated with collagen, coconut milk, rich cocoa, monk fruit, and pink Himalayan salt. Delicious and nourishing. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.